Imagine acquiring the essential knowledge of a prestigious MBA program without spending 2 years and $80,000. This is exactly what the 10-Day MBA delivers, a distillation of core business concepts that has sold over 200,000 copies worldwide. Even Warren Buffett has reportedly recommended it, noting that business education often overcomplicates what can be explained clearly. Whether you're refreshing your knowledge or seeking business acumen without formal education, this comprehensive guide covers the essential disciplines that form the foundation of business mastery. Marketing integrates all business functions to create customer value, a blend of art and science following a 7-step framework: analyzing consumers, markets, and competitors, reviewing distribution channels, developing the marketing mix, conducting economic evaluation, and revising as needed. The buying process follows 5 predictable steps: need awareness, information search, alternative evaluation, purchase decision, and post-purchase evaluation. Understanding this helps marketers influence decisions at each stage. Effective marketers segment markets using geographic, demographic, psychographic, and behavioral variables, similar to how Netflix creates content for specific viewer segments rather than trying to please everyone. The 4 P's, product, place, promotion, price, form the marketing mix, driving strategy. When Apple launches a new iPhone, they're deciding about features, sales channels, advertising approaches, and price points to maximize adoption and profit. Pricing decisions can position products as premium, Rolex, or accessible, Timex, while impacting profitability. Ethics has evolved from a peripheral concern to a fundamental component of business education, developing the capacity to recognize ethical dimensions in complex situations, like Patagonia's sustainable manufacturing decisions or tech companies balancing data collection with privacy. 2 competing frameworks dominate business ethics: the stakeholder approach, arguing corporations have broad societal obligations beyond profit, and Friedman's shareholder primacy theory, contending a business's sole social responsibility is increasing profits within legal boundaries. Accounting is the language that translates complex business activities into comprehensible numbers for stakeholders, like Apple's $94.8 billion quarterly revenue report. The balance sheet captures a company's financial position at a specific moment through a simple equation: assets equals liabilities plus owner's equity. It shows what a company owns, owes, and what belongs to shareholders. The income statement tracks performance over time using revenue minus expenses equals income. Cash flow often determines survival. Many profitable companies fail by running out of cash. Consider a restaurant showing profits but unable to pay rent because customers haven't settled tabs. The statement of cash flows categorizes activities as operational, investing, or financing. Financial ratios provide crucial context by revealing relationships between figures. Like doctors measuring BMI rather than just weight, businesses use ratios to evaluate liquidity, capitalization, activity, and profitability. These metrics help investors and managers understand the deeper story behind the numbers. While quantitative skills matter, business success ultimately hinges on understanding and motivating people. Organizational behavior addresses workplace human challenges, teaching MBAs to apply analytical skills with sensitivity to human dynamics. The APCFB model shows how external events connect to employee behavior. Assumptions affect perceptions, which shape conclusions, leading to feelings that drive behaviors. When a manager criticizes work, the employee's response depends on assumptions about intent, perception of feedback validity, and emotional reaction. Organizations function as networks of interconnected elements: strategy, marketplace plans, policies, formal rules, structures, hierarchy, systems, resource allocation, climate, emotional state, and culture, shared beliefs, When Netflix shifted from DVD rentals to streaming, they needed to realign all these elements to support their new direction. Organizations experience predictable growth stages and crises. Facebook evolved from Zuckerberg's dorm room project to a global corporation, each growth phase requiring different leadership approaches, structures, and management systems to address emerging challenges. Quantitative analysis transforms data into actionable insights, helping distinguish between gut feelings and evidence-based conclusions. Decision trees organize alternatives and risks visually, similar to how GPS systems evaluate routes considering multiple factors. Cash flow analysis reveals what investments cost and generate. Net present value, NPV, compares dollars received at different times by discounting future cash flows, explaining why lottery winners often prefer smaller immediate payments over larger future sums. Probability theory analyzes outcome likelihoods in business problems. The normal distribution appears in customer behavior and manufacturing quality. Understanding statistical parameters informs decisions about inventory, pricing, and risk management. Businesses aim to maximize owner wealth by balancing returns against risks. Investment risk includes systematic risk affecting entire markets and unsystematic risk specific to particular investments. Beta measures an investment's volatility. Tesla's high beta indicates greater price swings than stable utility stocks. Most investments are valued using discounted cash flows. Bonds derive value from contractual payments, while stocks offer no guarantees but potential for higher returns. Analysts use multiple valuation methods to determine fair prices. Companies fund themselves through supplier credit, leases, loans, bonds, and stock issues. The optimal capital structure balances risk and reward. Debt offers tax advantages but increases bankruptcy risk. Tesla initially relied on equity financing, while established automakers use more debt, reflecting their different risk profiles. Operations transforms inputs into finished goods and services that create customer value. This discipline combines technical approaches with human considerations to optimize production and delivery systems. When you receive an Amazon package within 24 hours of ordering, you're experiencing the result of sophisticated operations management. Modern operations evolve through several approaches. Frederick Taylor's scientific management focused on finding the one right way to perform tasks. Elton Mayo discovered the Hawthorne effect when workers improved performance simply because they were being studied. And today's contingency approach combines technical and human elements as appropriate for each situation. Quality management has progressed from simple inspection to comprehensive systems thinking. Three influential quality gurus shaped modern practices. Joseph Juran promotes fitness for use. W. Edwards Deming developed total quality management, emphasizing continuous improvement. And Philip Crosby claims quality is free because prevention costs less than fixing defects. These principles explain how companies like Toyota consistently produce reliable vehicles while maintaining profitability. The journey through these core MBA disciplines reveals their interconnectedness. Marketing identifies customer needs, finance provides resources, operations create solutions, accounting measures results, and organizational behavior ensures human alignment. By mastering these fundamentals, you gain the business literacy to understand complex challenges and contribute meaningful solutions, whether you're launching a startup, advancing in your career, or simply making more informed decisions in today's business-driven world. Linear regression models determine relationships between variables, enabling future forecasting. When Amazon analyzes how website design changes affect purchase rates, or when economists study how interest rates impact housing sales, they're using regression to quantify these relationships and predict future outcomes. Ethical relativism adds complexity by suggesting that moral standards vary across individuals, roles, societies, and cultures. When Nike faces criticism about labor practices in developing countries, is it appropriate to apply American ethical standards, or should local norms prevail? Stakeholder analysis provides a systematic framework for ethical decision-making by mapping all affected parties, evaluating impacts, examining power dynamics, and weighing short-term consequences against long-term implications.